Counties and cities across eastern Kentucky declared states of emergency this week as heavy rain caused serious flooding in the mountains. Sydney Bowles takes us to the city of Jenkins, where efforts are underway to repair the damage from the floods.
Road crews are hard at work Friday morning clearing drains and culverts of the debris that the flood left behind. All day Thursday, water surged over the top of Jenkins, Kentucky's historic dam, covering parts of downtown in as much as a foot and a half of water. Thankfully, the dam held, but at the Emmanuel Baptist Church, which is right in the path of the flood, the damage is extensive.
And there was just so much water that the drainage couldn't handle it, and so it came through the door and into the basement.
That's Tim Richardson. He's carrying buckets of water out of the church basement and says there's probably 6 feet of water down there. Luckily, the carpet in the sanctuary wasn't damaged. Climate scientists believe that eastern Kentucky is likely to see more extreme rain events like the one that caused flooding this week. Jenkins Mayor Todd DePriest says he wishes his city could prepare for that.
Well, you know, in an ideal world, if we had money, we would go back in and increase the size of the infrastructure, meaning if we could go up in sizes and culverts and do head walls bigger and do things to take care of every event, that would be great. But as of now, with the resources we have, we just sort of deal with it as it comes.
Things are getting back to normal in Jenkins. Power has been restored in the post office, and the puddles in the parking lots are starting to drain. But locals are keeping their eye on the dam above town, hoping it will hold in the next rainstorm, too. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Jenkins.